Audio morning brief for the U.S. grain markets. I'm Rich Passoff of Critical Point at 7:58 a.m. Eastern Time, July 6. Okay, for the corn market, the model is looking at primarily the September futures, also the December. And it's basically saying it is time for a level 3 bottom. The problem is it's in rural valuation. It took too long. So confidence is low. Now, confidence is more my calculation, how I feel about it. And I just don't particularly care for this. So it may just keep on going lower. And yet the model is finding it very difficult. Where is a missed level 3 bottom so it can retime it? If it finds it, it's probably going to say bearish all this week and bearish next week as well. But I doubt it. The model is recognize the fact we had a holiday and that sometimes disrupts things. And the USDA report came in at just the right time when it was the latest allowed for a bottom. And so I think it just got that added little oomph, that push there to violate a rule. So we're going to go with the idea that, hey, it may have violated the rule, but that's not going to cause us to turn bearish. Instead, we're still calling for a level 3 bottom, even though it's not quite right. And we're not of high confidence, but we think if you see the market trade above this 499 in the September futures, we're using the July 3rd high. You can also use the July 5th high and watch the 5-day average, which is in that area as well. If we can get the market above that, then we have an opportunity here to So I guess we'd say the momentum, the price change, the technical side should be supporting a level 3 rally. Now, the question is, can we get some news? And I must say, as we dig through the weather across the Corn Belt, I must say that even though in some regions they got dryness, some regions they're really not that bad, but they're way behind on the amount of rain they received here for this growing season. So it's making them nervous that something could go wrong yet. But right at the moment, the weather forecasts are not offering that. Even some of those regions that are reporting damage, things are not adding up as bad as is said. So we think we'll see some recovery in the crop condition report, but we don't know how much. And we just don't like the looks of this weather that it's over and done with for this year. However, it is time for a level 3 bounce. Somebody should need to buy something, but it's almost run out of time. We think this market rallies for just a few days. Ideally, it rallies into next week, and then it's down again. And because it doesn't have much time to go up, that makes me nervous. There's more time to go down. Makes me nervous. Those larger trends are bearish into August. So I think what's going on is the market overdid it to the downside. It's time to have corrective rallies. And we may get some news briefly to help with those rallies. We may not need that bullish news in a rally anyways. But I think you're going to have a portion of the marketplace that will say, sell every damn rally you can find. Okay, and I think it's just going to be very limited unless they can really turn up the heat or crank down the precipitation or more bullish would be able to do both. Okay, and so far we really haven't seen the heat. And they thought they were going to get it, and it's already going away. I'm starting to think if anything in the world is going to be extremely bullish, it's probably going to be more China, maybe Europe, and we're not even seeing it there. We'll discuss more of that in a weekly update in a little while. We're processing the stock market weekly update right now. Anyway, if we do get trade over that 499, you do have to consider 506, 518, 529, 530, something like that. Run your Fibonacci retracements. I seriously doubt this market's going back to 560 or higher relative to this level 3. Now, what may occur is we get this brief bounce, and then it pulls back some, but then refuses to continue to go lower in the next level 3 bottom and finds some stability, some range trade. And then for the next level 3 top later this month, it takes it still higher. So maybe we get hot up to 560, 586 or something later this month, but it's not shaping up. We're going to be that high by next week. There's just nothing here to suggest an explosive run-up. And do keep in mind, the larger trend is likely down into August. bounce in August and then down into September, October. So an even larger trend may be down into October. But I am thinking in terms of we might get the worst of the downside out of the way, and even by October may not seem much lower than whatever we're going to get here, say, this month into August. All right. So the market can just, you know, beat it up too quickly, too fast, and change the valuation, even though we're not really changing the overall direction of the trend and timing of it. Hopefully that makes some sense. All right, let's move over to the soybeans. Now, the soybeans, we did find an alternate forecast that says, you know what, the high on June 21st or June 22nd was level 3. If so, the level 3 could have occurred this week or will occur this week or can, and it can delay into early next week, and that's about it. And the problem is any level 3 from now into the week of July 17 should be level 2 and level 1 tops. It can be over for the year, and soybeans can join corn of going lower into August, bounce August, and perhaps lower still in September, October. All right? So keep that in mind. This could be a dangerous point right here for bulls. But the model's saying, you know, that's one scenario. It's almost equal probability that the original scenario is that the level 3 top was a failed, truncated, lower price top on June 26. If so, we really haven't pushed this market high enough for the next level 3 top. So looking inside of that, we're thinking that top can occur tomorrow. But that has a slight rule valuation when we look at weekly data, monthly data. It's saying, yeah, when you look at daily and intraday, it can top tomorrow, but ideally it shouldn't top to next week. So the soybean market can push higher into next week. Well, if corn and wheat find their feet, and it looks like wheat has, if corn can find its feet and be higher next week, that may help support soybeans. And soybeans may even help support corn. So I wouldn't be surprised this market can move higher into next week. Now, keep an eye on the 1492, 1509, or 1510, 1527 price levels. And we do have higher price levels than that we'll show you in a weekly update. But keep the track of those price levels that I just gave you as potential topping out price levels. And the market is overbought, and it is got an inharmonious, almost negative divergence setup here, saying this run-up was a bit, wasn't really what you think. It wasn't that great. It wasn't quite right. There's something wrong with it, okay? And that may be because it's going into a top. The technical may be doing a fine job of warning an important top coming here for soybeans. Now, so that means any kind of weekly negative reversal or down week, down the week of July 17th or later, should be bearish into August. Inside of that, we may want to start thinking that since they're trying to bounce it today, that we want to start watching now into next week, ideally tomorrow into next week, but maybe even today, we want to watch out for a negative reversal day or down day might be a sign of a level 3 top. In addition, if you want to use some trend following that's rather aggressive, maybe more timing, trade below 1454.5 for the August might be a negative sign, more so with a negative close, obviously. And the five-day average is there too, so we don't want it below the five-day average. Again, it could just turn out to still be a buy, but it could be a sign of breaking down of the demand, the trend. What's probably, if you can risk it, what's a better signal that, that we've probably got a level 3 top in and maybe level 2, level 1 tops, is if it takes out the low of the day of July 3rd at 1441.5. For me, I'm all over it. It's bearish, okay? Now, here's the interesting thing. Even though it can go higher into next week, we're due for a pullback by next week into a bottom next week to early following. So we probably got an opportunity for 3 to 5 down days here as the way it's shaping up. Now, could it possibly pull back in the next week and then rally still higher for the next level 3 top and shove those level 2 ones out further? Yes. Does not have to top to the week of July 17th. It's all dependent on whether or how soon they're going to top it out. Valuation-wise, I think soybeans are about over and done. I don't think they got much higher. We have chart studies, and some of you even contacted me and said, do you realize that there's some chart studies offer as much as $17 beans? Yes. Unfortunately, we don't have the evidence to back that up. But we have seen times when the fundamentals didn't get it right, didn't matter, and some of the other studies didn't matter, and yet the market went to a technical price target no matter what. It won anyways, okay? So we'll discuss more of the how high the potential here. But for the moment, do keep in mind, I think they're wrapping this up. I think they bought enough beans for a little while at least. More importantly, I think they're looking out in the harvest saying, do we really want to be, the smarter commercial is not going to load up on beans from now into the end of the year, okay, at these price levels. They'll buy them from the farmer if they can get them, and then they're going to hedge them though. So in a way, that's still just selling. They're doing the selling for the farmer, okay? It just trickles on through. And the futures market can pick up on that and just say, yep, they're selling. All right, even though the commercial, of course, is actually buying them and really wants them and really needs them. So in other words, the commercial isn't going to speculate that much on the upside. They know better. They've seen such big run-ups go away. So we're losing some of the demand here. The fund side already knows they want to bet on lower prices next year because of this run-up, unless there's going to be a crop problem next year, and they know they got plenty of time to deal with that, work with that. So they're going to flip on us, all right? So I don't think they're really as bullish as one some might think. So I really got to watch out for this. I'm hopeful it goes higher in the next week, down, and then I want to be bearish. And I might have to backpedal one more time, put it up yet again. And again, we got to watch out for this weather stuff, all right? Anyway, I've given you some price levels to watch on the downside to be careful here. I've given you ideas of just pattern-wise, negative reversals, to be careful here. But I've also told you there's still outstanding upside targets, and there are some forecasts saying it's too soon for a top, but unfortunately we got an alternate forecast saying, what are you talking about? It's time for a top. This can work. So the things are going away that are supporting the bulls here in soybeans. It's the best way I can describe it. All right, let's move to, now the tightness is still there. Let's face it, you know, we're still tight on an old crop corn and beans here. All right, but that's going to go away too, okay? Wheat, a very nice move above the five-day average, pulled it back this morning, touched the five-day average, starting to bounce a little bit as if it's respecting it now as support. This is technical price action that's supporting the model of thinking the market bottom for level three 2 days ago, okay, July 3rd. And that's not in rule violations, much like trying to find a bottom in corn. It's actually doing what it's supposed to. It's right on time. We think it's only a matter of time. It's going to take out yesterday's high at 680 September Chicago wheat. We think the Kansas Minneapolis will follow. Maybe they lead on a very short-term basis, but they're rather sluggish for some of the crop problems we've seen in Kansas there. Yet there's some great wheat there too. Any rate, when it goes above yesterday's high, we're probably going to generate a critical point upside objective of 7 to a little higher, but we need to do some work on that. And hopefully I'll have that for you for the weekly update. The daily indicator is leaving oversold. It's widening spread. It's already given a buy signal. It's doing all the things it should do to support the model stance, a level three bottom's in place. And the 5-3-2 daily slow stochastic is optimized for level three trading during a month, okay? It helps, gives us clue and signals. I personally don't take the signals because I'm more aggressive. I'm probably going to buy it just before the signal or as it's working, okay? But it is valid. It can be a nice backup. It can be a nice buy signal, all right? And it also works for selling. At any rate, we think it's up and away in the next week for wheat. We're more confident in wheat than we are in corn and for upside. But we think the two are going to work higher by next week. We think soybeans, maybe they're going to top ahead of corn and soybeans. Maybe there's going to be something going on with spread trading or something. But we think we want to try to give it a chance to get in next week. But there's something go wrong there. But as we look out to August, we think upside is limited. We think prices, even if they rally them quite a bit here in July, they're coming right back down to where we are now or lower. Okay? Best case scenario. But we may have to revise it, and probably because of weather. Past results and non-ascending futures results. Have a great day. Thank you.